Coach said you're healthy and back at it.
Yep. Had a little while there, was off, but I'm now back and excited to play one last game and give it a go.
He says you're 100%. Do you feel 100%?
Yep, I do. I do. There was a noticeable difference, you know, coming after the injury, just kind of lagging a little bit, but now I'm back. I feel like my normal self again.
It's kind of cool. I mean, you're a senior to get to play in this game means a lot to you, doesn't it?
It does. It definitely. This is, you know, we couldn't ask for a better bowl coming down here in Tampa in the beautiful weather, and just to finish my career playing a great team like LSU. It's you can't ask for much more than that.
Today counts for beautiful weather.
Hey, it's negative something in Iowa right now. We'll take this. Yeah, we'll take it any day.
Was it just a lower back tweak? Was that it?
Yeah. Yep.
Take us through the recovery. And you came back a little bit and then went back out, just kind of what was that month of the season like when you were trying to come back and having a little success but not what you wanted?
Well, I got to tell you, it's tough. You know, you practice 365 days out of the year, you know, you're training, and then something like that throws you a roadblock. And, you know, there's a time where you get a little depressed, you get down on yourself, and I went through that. And then you just got to work through that and work through that and just pray for the best. And fortunately, I've been able to make a little recovery and feel like myself again. And I'm very fortunate to do that. Some people don't. So all I can ask for is just what I got now and the ability to play in one last game.
At what point over the last month did you finally feel like, okay, now I'm back, I feel like I'm good to go?
After the Nebraska game, getting a little rest, get a little recovery, that's what, you know, heals a lot of things. So that's definitely after that I had a little bit more balance in my step and just taking some strides there.
You guys have about 5 minutes of film of LSU's quarterback. What do
right.
you see?
We know he's an athletic quarterback, and we know he can make some plays with his feet. They had a great, you know, obviously number 8 went down, and he was a Division I caliber guy, so we know he's going to be coaching the younger guy up. You know, we're going to see, we're not going to see the same look, but we know this guy can move, so we're training a little bit. But I don't know. We know that LSU is going to bring a great caliber of play, and we'll go from there.
Is this one of those situations where you just try to keep him corralled, make sure he doesn't beat you like Braxton Miller or somebody can?
Yeah, I think keep him corralled isn't the term we use. We tried to do that last year, but I think this year we're just going to go. We're not going to worry about it. We're worried about getting off the ball as quick as we can and getting in the backfield. If we cause disruption, it's going to make it hard for everybody, make it easier on the linebackers. So that's what we're here to do.
How good are those guys, those 3 guys lining up right behind you, and linebacking core as a group?
It's a safety blanket. You can't ask for much more than that because they're always going to have you in the right place. They're going to have you in the right alignment, and they're going to be giving you the calls. And you have great trust in those guys, and that just makes the defense function so much better.
When you look at what this LSU offense can do, I mean, how good is this offense that you're facing compared to, is this the best offense you've faced all year?
I don't know if it's the best offense we face, but I'll definitely tell you from tape, they can run the ball. That is for sure. And they got some big guys, big, solid guys up front. And that's going to be a first mission, is to stop the run. That's what we're worried about. And we know they can do it. So that's what we got to do.
How important has the senior leadership been in turning things around and getting to where you guys got this year?
I think it's been very important. After going, you know, flipping our season around from 4-8 to 8-4, it's the little things that trickle down to the younger guys. And I think that being more cognizant of what we were doing and how we were acting and the little things in the weight room, training, film, those all trickle down. You know, you tell one guy, the other guy tells that guy, and then the younger guy hears it. You know, just an example. So I think that just being aware of ourselves, just being more cognizant, and just having a winner's mentality, you know, not just throughout the season, but throughout the year is what made us turn the season around.